With the challenges the potato industry has faced for the past couple of seasons, now is the time to lock in on maximizing ROI. Now, when it comes to strong yields at harvest, fungicides are the key. I recently sat down with Curtis Rainbolt with BASF to talk about what growers need to keep in mind in 2026, especially with this unique winter we've had across the Northwest.
Yes, Glenn, you know, I don't exactly know what's going to happen as a result of the winter, but we've been much warmer than usual, lower snowpack than usual. And really, you know, many of our diseases and things we see in potatoes and other crops are, you know, there's a disease triangle. It's driven by the environment, the pathogen, and the crop. And the environment may be a little bit different because we have been so warm and so dry this winter so far.
So, Curtis, with kind of some questions up in the air, what should growers be thinking about when it comes to those pressures that they may face as the season gets going?
Well, while we have been warmer, I think we can count on some of the diseases that we see every year. And the ones that we tend to see every year in potato crops, particularly in the Northwest, where we're growing them under irrigation, are early blight and white mold. So I think growers, you know, they don't need to plan any differently. Now, if we get the crop in the ground a little bit earlier, if we're slightly warmer, it emerges faster, grows faster, you know, that may bump up some of our application timings a little bit earlier. But we can pretty much count on those two appearing every year. Late blight is the one that might be a little bit different.
Now, what about late blight is different, and why should growers be a little more on their toes there?
Yeah, so we don't normally see late blight in Idaho. Sometimes the Columbia Basin of Washington will see it a little bit more frequently. The pathogen is present. Obviously, the crop is present, but the environment isn't always right. You know, we have to have some very cool and wet weather at that time, that later in the season, for it to really take off. And I'm not aware of any of it that showed up in Idaho last year. But one of the concerns is if you had it in a potato crop last year, and you have some of those potatoes that remained in the field, normally they would die in the wintertime from being frozen. But this year they maybe haven't frozen, and those potatoes will sprout, produce a plant that's infected, and that could serve as a source of the disease next season. So I would just urge growers to be very careful in their volunteer management around that, and keep an eye out for late blight, maybe just a little bit more than usual.
And Curtis, I know growers across the Columbia Basin know this better than I, but whether it's a warm year or it's a harsh winter, it's so important for growers and their workers to get out there and scout those fields. Technology is great, but the human eye does some phenomenal things.
Yes, you're right, Glenn. You can't be better than being out in the field and seeing what's happening with the crop. And, you know, while we some diseases we do like to treat, you know, once we start to see that disease being present, late blight being a great example, you know, if it's found in a certain area, then we'll treat fields around it. We can pretty much count on early blight and white mold. And for managing those two diseases, the best thing is to be preventative. And so that's one of the messages we have with BASF. You can stage that based on the growth, or time that based on the growth stage of the crop. So around row closure is when we recommend that first application of EnduraPro fungicide. We've been working with EnduraPro about 5 years now in research and field trials. And in 2 years commercially in the market, and it continues to be an extremely high performer on early blight and white mold. So we're confident, you know, if growers are out there and make those applications around row closure, and then, you know, around 2 weeks later, we can really see a high level of disease control there.
Curtis, let's transition over to weed pressure. What tools does BASF have in the toolbox to address that?
Yeah, Glenn, appreciate the question. You know, one thing we can always count on also is weed pressure. Weeds are a challenge every year, and we're going to see them a little bit earlier if we've been a little bit warmer. So at BASF, we've got several herbicides that are really effective for use of potatoes. In potatoes, we tend to have a program where we use multiple of these herbicides together for resistance management and to get a broad spectrum of control. So Prowl H2O is one of our key products in potatoes, and then that gives us some grass and broadleaf control. And then we tend to pair that either with Outlook herbicide or Azidua SC herbicide, which offer additional grass and broadleaf control, but they're really strong on the nightshades, which nightshades are, you know, a weed that's closely related to potatoes and can be difficult to manage in crops. So we want to start off on a strong foot with a good residual program like a Propolis Outlook or Propolis Azidua to get a head start on managing nightshade.
Once again, that was Curtis Rainbolt with BASF.